wait for this intro. All right, hey, we are here at the 2018 NAFQ 51st Annual Conference in Seattle, Washington, where Seattle, Washington has returned. The clouds have returned. Yes. It's more like this is what the locals love and cherish here, I bet. So, but anyway, it's still a beautiful day outside. Hey, we are here with Text by Choices, Nizar Bojani and Nizar Bojani. Can you guys follow that? Awesome. So anyway, you guys, again, you're with Text by Choice. So give us a quick 411. Give us a quick summary on what your company is all about.
Sure. Go ahead.
Nizar.
All right. One of us. So Text by Choice provides a way for credit unions to send out text message alerts to members. Mm-hmm. And the messages could be sent to everyone at once, or one group, or one list at a time, or even one person at a time. Mm-hmm. The text messages can range from marketing initiatives that the credit union is running to emergency alerts that, hey, bad weather. Well, Seattle's always bad weather, but, you know, bad weather, we're closing the branch, or, you know, hey, we're having this event tomorrow, why don't you join us? The very cool feature, one of the cool features we have, is when you send out a text, people can actually respond to the text, and when people respond, we grab those texts in real time, send it to the credit union as an email, so now you have an email log of all the incoming inquiries. Wow. And if you respond to the email, just like you respond to any other email, right. The member gets a text again. Wow. So you're actually having a one-on-one text conversation with a member, and texts are open 98% of the time in today's day and age. Yeah, that's totally the way to communicate. Yeah. So instant communication.
Right.
The other great thing we do is we provide a way for credit unions to verify people on the spot. So if they're talking to some member over the phone, the customer service representative through our portal can send a quick passcode to the member. Right. And if they are the person they say they are, and they're not spoofing someone else's cell phone, they should be able to repeat the passcode back to the customer service representative and confirm their identity.
Wow. So what sparked this idea for Text by Choice?
So
Nizar, number one.
Like any other venture, you know, initially we created a service. It was meant to be like a B2C kind of thing, but we pivoted many times, and we realized that there's a huge gap, you know, and there's a method of communication that's lacking today, you know, like emails, for example, or Facebook or app and all that. Mm-hmm. So we wanted to come up with something where we can provide this vehicle for instant communication, all right? So the very first thing came to our mind was text messaging. Mm-hmm. So we invested a lot of time in it, you know, we validated the idea, and we came up with we built the software ground up, and then we started selling it, marketing it, and we saw a really good response, and then that really boosted our confidence, and we started doing a lot of shows, and this is where we are today.
How long have you guys been around?
So over 6 years now, and credit unions being our primary vertical that we serve, and it doesn't matter whether it's federal or non-federal, you know, so it has worked out really well for credit unions who have trusted our software, and they have seen the advantages, you know, they have seen how well they are able to interact with their audience, engage their audience, you know, and when they are able to quickly communicate and respond back and forth between them. So it has helped out.
Can you give me an example of how it works at a credit union? Just kind of a quick little use case study or something, or Nizar number two.
Let's see. So one of the use cases that we see happening a lot is collections, for example. So members miss their payments, and you know, credit union's trying to call the member, but see, you know, and they leave voicemails, but nobody listens to voicemails nowadays. Like, I have, like, I don't know how many voicemails sitting on my phone. I have never listened to them.
Or remind me not to call you, all right?
You can text me. So texting is a great way. It's just a discreet way to, you know, a friendly reminder to someone, non-threatening, hey, you missed a payment, you know, let us know when you can make it. And the member has the ability to respond, you know, say, hey, give me a few days or something, you know. Mm-hmm. At least that opens the line of communication back up instead of you're calling, nobody's answering, right? So that we've seen a lot of credit unions use, you know, they'll compile a list of members who have missed payments and boom, send a message right away. Right. It also saves the credit union a lot of time, right? Because now instead of, you know, picking up the phone, calling someone, leaving a message, picking up another phone, calling someone, leaving a message, one click, 50 people get the message at the same time, right?
Wow.
So very big use case for us. Yeah.
Wow, that's right. Anything else to add there?
Yeah, so from the, I'm going to talk about two other use cases, one from the marketing side, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
So every now and then credit unions, they want to run a promotion and they want to send out, they use today, you know, those pamphlets or, you know, postal USPS and all that, or it's on their website. Mm-hmm. So what is the likelihood of members visiting the credit union's website on a daily basis, right?
Yeah.
Not very likely.
Right.
But So with our vehicle, okay, they can send out the same promotion and they can append any sort of a link where when a member receives it, they can actually click on that link, which will take them to the website where the promotion is listed. And the other use case is where, think of from the perspective of a loan officer. So today, if I'm working with a loan officer, she's communicating with me via email, right? To send out, to sign documents or send paperwork or whatever documents necessary for me to close that loan, right? So today she can just send me a text, okay? And I will know right away, hey, these are the documents needed to complete the loan cycle, whatever. And I'll know right away. So that's the power of instant communication. So irrespective of how you see it, I mean, it's nothing but more advantages to credit union, whichever, whether it's marketing on the lending side, on the CSR, MSR side, call center rather. So it has been a tremendous advantage point for credit unions.
Yeah, to me, it's all about prioritizing communications channels because, you know, back in the day, voicemail was king. Even snail mail was king way back in the day. But now it's like text messaging. People are more apt to respond to a text rather than like a voicemail today. That's the way it is right now. Jill, informal survey. Are you more willing to respond? Which do you respond quicker to, a voicemail or a text? Okay, she said text. So there you go. Informal survey. So there you go. Proof's in the pudding. All right? And Jill said it. So I mean, it's a great example of how people have to, like you said, pivot and adapt to what's going on right now.
We constantly have to do that.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. And even there are like newer communication methods that, you know, generate a lot of hype, but they're not really built for B2C, you know? So there's like Facebook, right? Or there's Twitter. There's like millions of people posting just irrelevant stuff like, oh, I went to Starbucks this morning for coffee. Who cares?
That's pretty relevant here in Seattle. Watch out.
I know, but you know, like if you're a credit union and you're trying to promote something, your message is going to get lost in this, you know, chaotic world of Facebook posts. And then if you have like, you know, 5,000 members, maybe like 100 people will see it. So the open rate or the read rate is like, you know, barely 2% if it makes it that. For emails, the national average around the U.S. is it ranges anywhere from 10 to maybe 25%, depending on, you know, how good you are with it, or if you're a nonprofit, you go a little bit higher. Text messages are open 98% of the time. Nothing beats it.
Wow. So not only we provide software, okay, but we are all about educating our customers too, right? Whether that education means in terms of compliance or in terms of hey, when you want to send out a text, okay, make sure it's relevant. Don't just bombard, you know, text every day to your members saying,
it'll become white noise. People
exactly. Won't. Yeah, no one will. Yeah, exactly. So we educate them. We make sure that they understand that it's with more power comes more responsibility kind of thing. Cliche, but
but it's true.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, so we make sure that they understand that they have this powerful tool, so they use it wisely. All right, and. Other than that, we provide them like unconditional support and love.
Oh, we like that. Credit unions like love.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So we don't nickel and dime them. You know, they can call us anytime. We're here to support them, help them, train them as many times they would like to be trained. So we want to tell them that we're here for them. You know, and then so we want to create a relationship with them, and that's the message. That's our message to them.
Okay, wrap up message. Speaking of messages, where can we find you guys? Textbychoice.com or
Textbychoice.com. Yes,
and in that booth over there,
down yonder. All right, Team Nazar, you guys rock. So well done.
So
congratulations on your success.
Yeah, thank you.
Appreciate it. Let's check back.